We are doing Avat Chesed. We had learned that there's a biblical obligation to pay wages on time. And now we're up to the ninth chapter, the eighth halacha. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, Im sachar shnei poalim. What happens if a person hired two workers? You have two painters painting your house. You hire two babysitters for your two kids. And then you got to pay up. They only have enough cash to pay one of them. Niret would seem that he should divide it, pay each one half. And as such, once he started paying, so this way, he is not in transgression of the prohibition to withhold wages overnight. The Torah prohibits withholding wages overnight, being that now he's all out of cash. And we said that if you're all out of cash, you're not in transgression. The transgression is only if you can pay and you do not. And even if one of them demanded his wages first, he's required to withhold half the wages for the other one. Because you know he's going to demand his wages also. Like the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shavuos, there's a chazakah, we could rest assured, that a person who worked is not going to leave over his wages. Now, you could have an instance, which is an unusual instance, and that's what he's saying. The exception would be, if he knows, the exception would be, if he knows that the other worker won't mind that he paid full wages to the other guy. And this is assuming that they're both in an equal state, either both wealthy or both impoverished. But if one of them is wealthy and one of them is poor, he says that we will discuss in the 10th chapter, how do you divide the wages in such an instance.